Welcome to Electrek's Quick Charge, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and it's January 11th, 2020. This show is sponsored by the letter E. The letter E, giving you a multitude of sounds, and still stays silent. First up, Tesla again is offering a huge reward for those who can successfully hack a vehicle in the Pwn2Own contest held by Trend Micro's Zero Day Initiative. Last year, the winners earned a brand new Model 3 for their efforts. This time around, with heightened security and updates layered on, Tesla has upped the reward to a potential $700,000 and a new Model 3. Nissan announced USA pricing for the 2020 Leaf in various battery sizes. The base price begins at $31,600 before incentives for the 40 kilowatt-hour battery pack. To get up to 200 miles of range, Leaf buyers will need to aim for the Leaf S Plus model, which holds a 62 kilowatt-hour battery pack, for $38,200. Since Nissan vehicles still qualify for federal tax credit, that 200-mile price is $30,700, perhaps less depending on your state. Mazda has decided to artificially hamper the performance of their MX-30 electric car. Slow to the EV game, Mazda has been holding out for fuel cells for quite a long time, and they announced this electric car last year and now have stated that they want the electric performance to match the performance of their gasoline car lineup. Perhaps this is effort to maintain higher mileage from the smaller 35.5 kilowatt-hour battery pack. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, for the year of 2019, the state of Texas used more green energy than coal. JetBlue Airlines announced that it will offset emissions for all domestic flights from July of 2020. The airline also announced that it will use sustainable aviation fuel in mid-2020 on flights fueling from San Francisco International Airport. Everon and Arcadia announced a new partnership to drive clean energy charging. The global EV charging platform and U.S. technology company are partnering to make charging more convenient and affordable. A Dutch water recycling company called Hydroloop has won Time Magazine's Best Startup and Best Sustainable Project at CES 2020. As a winner of multiple awards, the project can recycle 85% of all domestic water used. We now understand a bit more why Volkswagen's long-range retro-styled EV van called the ID. Buzz has been in the wings for 3 years now. In a discussion with Electrek, VW's chief executive of autonomy expressed the company's intentions for the ID. Buzz, which will be their first L4-capable vehicle. In other words, a moving vehicle in which human input is not required. As it turns out, the ID. Buzz has the size, purpose, and form factor that align with shuttles, cargo vans, and a variety of self-driving applications. This installment of Electrek's Quick Charge has been sponsored by The Sun. Renewable energy delivered 24 hours a day, somewhere. A new study finds that self-charging infrastructure would roll out much faster if only the soft costs were mitigated. The study from the Rocky Mountain Institute found that charging companies often spend 3 to 5 times the price of the charger in additional costs such as credit card readers, network contracts, and new transformers. Some charger projects are canceled or even abandoned after unpredictable soft costs come to fruition. These include site leasing, design, and the unknown cost of engaging local government. LeBron James has been announced as the official spokesman for the relaunch of GM's Hummer brand. This reboot will be badged Hummer by GMC, and it's called a family of electric pickups and SUVs. GM has had plans to produce electric trucks and SUVs from their Detroit Hammertrack plant starting in 2021. Many of us remember when buying a Hummer H2 could be seen as a political statement against green energy and alternative transportation fuels. I wonder what statement could be interpreted with the purchase of an electric Hummer. The Tesla semi-truck team has sent a letter to those who hold reservations. Some highlights include that they are on track to produce a limited volume of Tesla semis in the second half of 2020. Over the last few months, they have continued testing the trucks in real-world conditions, and they are gearing up for several weeks of winter testing to validate the truck's performance in cold weather and low traction conditions. Lastly, in our mobility coverage, e-bike company Ride One Up has begun deliveries of its 700 series bike. A $1,500 bike with a 27 mile an hour top speed, plenty of included commuting accessories, and integrated battery pack to boot. Also included in our mobility coverage is our top 5 picks for the fastest electric scooters of 2020. This is all found on our site, electrek.co. Thanks for listening to Electrek's Quick Charge, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and I hope you have a great day.